In Egypt, a small group of reformers has been pushing for democratic reform. It's trying to loosen the tight grip on power held by one party, President Hosni Mubarak's National Democratic Party. Last year, there seemed to be cause for optimism. The government approved a new liberal opposition party. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, that was before the government's recent crackdown.
Unlike in some Arab countries, opposition parties are not illegal in Egypt. They're just not allowed to do very much, according to the people who support them. Demonstrations, smaller and more tightly controlled than those during the tumultuous days of former leaders Gamal Abdel Nasser and Anwar Sadat, do occur, but the changes being sought come glacially, if at all. So when less than 100 demonstrators gathered in Cairo in December, some saw it as just another ineffective protest. But there was a difference, this time groups with very different agendas. Islamists, leftists, Arab nationalists were joining together to support an unprecedented goal, denying President Hosni Mubarak a fifth uncontested stand for the presidency. The movement wanted a multi-party election, not a yes or no referendum, and its name was its rallying cry, Kifaya, or Enough. At around the same time, the ruling National Democratic Party announced a national dialogue on political reform, and Egypt's new political party, named Tomorrow, was attracting considerable attention. Led by young politician Ayman Nour, the party was gaining momentum and new members. Then party officials say it all began to unravel. Nour was arrested, his parliamentary immunity stripped, and he was jailed pending trial on charges of forging legal documents to establish the new party. While in prison, Nour ran into journalist Ibrahim Sahari, who had been arrested after inquiring about two friends in police custody. Sahari says there was visible evidence Nour had been roughed up by the police.
Dr. Ayman Nour fi isabat min lahzat ihtijazu amam majlis shab fi
sabat. He has two wounds in his knees. When he was arrested in a violent way, and he has some bruises in his face. Ayman Nour is quite sure that it's not a criminal case, it's a political case.
Egypt's attorney general insisted it was a criminal matter and must be pursued. The secretary general of Nour's party, Mona Makram El-Bayd, says suddenly the political climate seemed very chilly indeed, and the Tomorrow party seemed deflated.
I think we are, because I feel it in the other members. They feel frustrated. They've lost this momentum. Of course we will continue, but it's no more with the same enthusiasm, it's no more with the same energy. It's different.
Not all activists are seen as a threat. Three self-described presidential candidates have announced this year, including the very outspoken businessman Mohammed Farid Hassanein. He observed the Palestinian elections last month and said such a vote under Israeli occupation was a slap in the face to all Arab rulers. Hassanein says he wants change in Egypt, not power for himself.
I am only interested in Hosni Mubarak getting out of power. We want Hosni Mubarak to be the last pharaoh that rules Egypt.
But Hassanein has no party, no power base, and for now, no legal means of running. Two Cairo residents standing outside their shop, which sells natural gas-fueled appliances, suggest just how difficult it may be for reformers to gain serious momentum on the street. Ali Ibrahim Hassan, a stocky man with a rapid-fire laugh, says he wants only Hosni Mubarak. There have been no wars since he took office, he says, and why would he want to change? Plus, for his family, things have improved.
First of all, I have to say that I'm one of the fans of Hosni Mubarak. One of the reasons why is because he gave me an apartment. We'd be honored to nominate President Mubarak. We'd all be honored.
Standing next to him, a tall, quiet man takes a different view. Of course there should be more than one candidate in an election, he says, just like in other countries. But this man says he's afraid to give his name. Analyst Mohammed Essayed Said says, frankly, the opposition may have misinterpreted the government's willingness to change. He says the National Democratic Party may change a few bad laws, but is in no rush to tinker with the presidency.
While there was so much talk about legislative reforms, they were very clear themselves that substantial and radical reforms are out of question.
The latest news has been sobering. Last week's National Dialogue on Political Reform featured a statement condemning foreign powers that seek to meddle in Egyptian domestic affairs. Then Egypt announced that a U.S.-backed international conference to review reforms in Egypt would be postponed indefinitely. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.